are his best. I challenge you to do this even if you don't feel like it. Feelings follow correct behaviors, not the other way around. Make right choices to honor God, and your feelings will eventually catch up. And though at first following God this way may appear to make your life harder, it actually does the exact opposite. It makes your attitude more in line with his, thus enabling you to weather whatever comes your way. Though I've tripped and stumbled many times along this most unlikely path with God, he has allowed me to understand what Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13 means when it instructs, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." In other words, it's okay to be scared that you might mess up. It's okay to be honest enough to admit that you don't always want to obey. This is human nature. Ask God to help you make wise decisions. Ask him to help you want to obey. God will work in you to help line your will up with his, if only you'll ask. Have you ever dared to ask this? Have you ever dared to say to God, "Lord, whatever your will for my life is, that is what I want"? Believing God is not for the weak at heart. It's only for those who want to discover the rich blessings of walking close enough to God to hear the constant drumming of his heartbeat. God's heartbeat. I've heard this heartbeat many times. I heard it very clearly on a day that my world could have come crashing in around me, but there it was, thump, 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 thump. So real, so close, too close to deny that he was right there with me. So what could have been a day of devastation was but a bump in the road. I heard his instructions. I did exactly.